Well, while the pandemic and rolling lockdowns over the past couple of years have forced many to stay put at home, a survey of the physical activity of women in Victoria has revealed some surprising results. It's found that hundreds of thousands of Victorian women took up physical activity during 2021, and they were still doing it 4 months later. It's being put down to a targeted grassroots campaign called This Girl Can, a program that's deliberately bucking the so-called Fitspiration movements. Emily Burke reports.
It's not the first time Australians have been encouraged to get off the couch and move.
Be in it today.
But This Girl Can is a far cry from the early days of health messaging and at-home fitness.
It's really the anti-Fitspiration movement in many ways. We know from our research that women really aren't motivated by Fitspo-style videos that feature toned and taut influencers and instructors getting active. That, in fact, often does more harm than good for women that don't feel they fit that mould.
Melanie Feinberg is the head of This Girl Can at VicHealth.
It's about working with women themselves. So we have over 40 incredible ambassadors as part of this campaign that are the face of the campaign. They are everyday women from all walks of life, so range of ages, cultural backgrounds. We've got mothers, different body shapes and sizes, different experiences through their life of physical activity, and they all move their bodies in different ways, even enjoying it and just really kind of smashing it. And we know that that inspires other women to do the same.
And it also has lockdown-friendly features.
We created more online workout videos for women to be able to get inspiration, yes, but actually also follow a really inclusive, simple online video that they could do in the comfort of their own home, in their backyard, in the park, whatever it happened to be. There's short, there's some, you know, seated workouts, there's workouts that are suitable for women with disabilities or whatever level of activity and fitness you are. And we saw women flock to those. And what we saw was that more than 340,000 women across Victoria were inspired by This Girl Can Victoria campaign to get active and stay active. So that's one in six women across the state who got out and moved their body in response to the campaign.
Dr. Nicola McNeil from La Trobe University's Department of Management, Sport and Tourism crunched the survey results after tracking women before and after the campaign.
Women who reported doing something active as a result of seeing the campaign in the post-campaign survey, of those women, 81% of them were still active when we surveyed them 4 months later.
Among them, Justine Strager, a 32-year-old mum from Melbourne southeast.
And I just thought, you know, I've got to get past this barrier, this mental barrier of leaving the house. I realised that if once I got out and about, I never regretted it. I always appreciated something about the experience, and that's what drove me to continue to stay active, because I love that feeling of being outside in nature, or my blood pumping or my heart racing, or, you know, huffing and puffing. I just loved that feeling of getting myself moving.
You know, I know that a lot of us, you know, a lot of us have kind of just hit that wall and now there's that anxiety of, oh my God, I've got to go back out there. Just bite that bullet and just go.
Joyce Jambi is a musical performer by trade, a single mum, a boxer and an ambassador for This Girl Can.
How do I get them fired up? I just get them fired up by making somebody feel like they can do it. When it comes to boxing, when I talk about it, it's something that, you know, I'm just a normal mum. I'm not an athlete. I'm not a, you know, but I just, you know, I love it and I feel strong when I do it, and, you know, and I feel a bit mighty when I do it. So when you tell somebody that, they kind of feel like, I want that. I want to feel a bit strong and I want to feel a bit mighty.
Justine Strager is hoping to make activity a lifelong habit.
Taking that step to join a group, or taking that step to try something new and being okay with not being great at it, being okay with being a beginner, just start. If, you know, you can always stop. I think for me, the hardest thing sometimes is getting started, getting off the couch. And so if you get into, you know, your gear, or even just go in what you're wearing and just start walking, you know, or doing something you like. If you can get started, then I find that once you've started, you want to kind of keep going and pushing yourself.
Go Girl, Melbourne woman Justine Strager, Emily Burke, our reporter.